Matilda the Musical is a story of an extraordinary girl who, armed with a vivid imagination and a sharp mind, dares to take a stand and change her own destiny. Rolling Stone calls the show hands down the best musical of the season, based on the beloved novel by Roald Dahl. Matilda continues to thrill sold-out audiences of all ages on Broadway and London's West End, and now on the road. The show is playing through Sunday at Proctor's Theater in Schenectady, and we welcome Ryan Emmons, who is the resident director of Matilda, and it's a great pleasure to have him on our program this morning. How are you, sir?
Very well, thanks.
Great. So you get to travel with the show.
Yeah.
And so give us an idea of what a resident director does.
So basically, I travel with the show, and I note the show and make sure that it is artistically consistent with how we had set the show initially. And then also, anyone who comes into the show, I will train so that they can go into the various roles, and I train the understudies and all the covers and things like that.
So when you're on the road, you're pretty much the boss as far as making sure that everything is the way it should be.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, when it comes to that idea of people coming in and out of the cast, that's fairly common, right? It's especially with children, it's a rotating door,
absolutely,
so to speak. I don't mean that negatively, but you know what I mean. They're coming in and out.
Yeah, totally. Especially with the kids. We really try to keep the children in the show for only about 6 to 9 months, and then they move on to whatever they do next, and
yes,
we bring in a whole new batch.
And is there a challenge in doing that?
No, that's my favorite part of my job, because you have, especially with the kids, you have some children who've never really acted much before coming in and just growing tremendously over, you know, a pretty quick amount of time, about 7 weeks.
Now, I know on the Broadway, in the Broadway show, there were three girls who play Matilda at any given time.
There are four girls on the Broadway show, and there are three girls on the tour.
Okay. So, and that is, on any given night, it changes.
Yes.
Why is that necessary?
Matilda, as a character, is an extremely demanding role. And so, if you think, she basically speaks or is singing for almost 40 minutes by herself of the show, if you were to put her pieces together. And she's in almost every scene. And so it's an extremely physically and mentally demanding role. And in order to have the children keep a semblance of their day-to-day life, we like the idea that they're in the show, but then also there's time away from the show.
Mm-hmm.
So that they can continue sort of with their school and their friends and not get consumed by playing Matilda, or also having the responsibility of being the title role of a show, but rather sharing that responsibility with a few friends.
Have you been with the show for how long since?
3 years, December.
Wow.
I started on the Broadway show and then I switched over to the tour.
When it almost immediately clicked with audiences, and I mean, a lot of that, I assume, has to just do with the source material, which is great, but also that it's just a hell of a lot of fun. It's a fun musical. Was it any surprise to the creative forces that this turned into what it has turned into?
I think it was. I mean, Matilda began as a 6-week replacement show for the holiday slot at the Royal Shakespeare Company.
Right.
So it really wasn't built as a commercial show. It wasn't built to be a huge entity. And then audiences took to it in such a huge way that it quickly moved into success on the West End, and then onto Broadway, and then into Australia, and now a U.S. tour.
Do you get a sense of what it is that audiences tune into, of what they enjoy about the experience?
I think there are a few things. I think one is Matilda as a character, and the idea that even if you're small and the things around you feel so powerful, with a good brain, you can make a big difference in your life. And that you don't need to accept your situation, but rather you can make it better and you can change it and you can, as Matilda says, put it right. But I also think that people take to it because it is brainy entertainment. I think it challenges audiences to listen and to think in a way that maybe not all musicals do. And it's a little darker, it's a little edgier than maybe what some people expect, but I think it's exciting as well because it's a little different.
The term that is so often used when you involve children in musicals is that it's sugar-coated, and that's far from the case here.
It's far from the case here, yeah.
And yet still lovely and sweet and very entertaining.
Yeah, I think it was important in putting the piece together that Roald Dahl is almost entirely not sentimental.
Right.
And so in writing the musical, the creative team was extremely diligent about not moving into the sentimental zone, but rather saying, let's just tell this story the way that Roald Dahl tells this story.
I've seen the show twice on Broadway, and the thing that continues that I'm always amazed, and I look forward to seeing the show tonight at Proctor's, is that you are it's visually stunning. It's really a beautiful, stunningly visual show. There's a lot going on.
Yeah.
And so does that present challenges?
In what way?
I don't know. It seems like the more you do, the more can go wrong.
That's true. I think I think it's just about artistically balancing, right?
Yes.
These incredible visual elements and these incredibly vivid costumes with the roles and how they're played and the scenes. But I think you can have something that's extremely colorful and extremely vivid as long as the truth of what the characters are saying and the world they're living in is present.
When you take this on the road and it goes from town to town, does the reaction change or is it fairly universal?
It's fairly universal. I found I hear differences in the way the audience reacts, but I also think it's just there are some cultural differences with how we react. Like, there have been cities where I feel I see people go to laugh and then quickly stifle their laughter because they wouldn't want to be a bother. And then there are more boisterous cities. I found Schenectady to be a rather giggly city.
I believe we have that on a water tower as you go into town. Schenectady, the giggly city. No, I think that's true. And also, I think a lot of that probably has to do with a close geographic distance to New York and some certain sophistication there. When it comes to so how long has the show been on tour?
Let me think. We started in April and we've been in tech, and so we've been going since then. Opening,
okay.
Yeah.
And opening in April?
We opened in June, I believe, in LA.
Okay. So still relatively new then.
Yeah.
Yeah. And this is so basically how it works. You'll go from Tuesday through Sunday here. So you started last night. You'll have tonight's performance. And you'll go through Sunday. And then you'll be on the road. And then you'll start someplace else Tuesday night.
Tuesday night, yeah.
And do the kids like that?
They love it. The kids love, I think they just like being in hotel lobbies and causing a little bit of havoc.
Sure.
but also getting
and why
to.
Why not?
And traveling together. I mean, there is, in being a tour, that real sense of family and being together and moving together.
And so in this week, for you as the resident director, you have work to do to get ready for the next, well, for that performance, but also for future performances as well?
Absolutely, yeah.
Yeah. So then during the day, it's not like you have free time.
No. No. It's a lot of rehearsal, and particularly now we're training new children to go into the show. So the days are really spent training, and then the evenings we do the show.
And you get a good sense. How long does it take you before you get a good sense of what? Because I asked you at different towns, but I assume even each individual child playing Matilda brings out a different sentiment, if you will.
Well, if I'm doing a really good job, then they're all bringing out the Matilda sentiment. Yeah.
But all kids are different, right?
Right, yeah. Totally.
Yeah. But I understand what you're saying. You want that baseline.
Yeah, the character is always the same.
Yeah, the character is the character. Because I just think working with kids of that many and bringing them on the road, it must. When do you drink?
I don't know. I won't answer that question.
Okay.
No. you know, it is. It's definitely added work with the kids. But I think also if you were to ask anyone involved, having the kids on the road with us is one of the best parts as well. I mean, there's so much energy and they're so excited to be
keeps
there.
Keeps you alive.
Yep. Keeps you alive.
So for people who are going to attend this week or are thinking about attending this week, what can they expect?
They can expect an exciting show that's going to make them think and hopefully uplift in a way that lets them feel that they can sort of take control of their lives in a big way.
The run of Matilda the musical is now playing at Proctor's in Schenectady. It runs through Sunday, and you'll have a matinee on Thursday, tomorrow, and then a matinee on Saturday. Mm-hmm. And you have plenty of opportunities. You can go to proctors.org to find out more information about Matilda the musical. Ryan Emmons is the resident director of Matilda, and it's a great pleasure to have you on the program this morning. Have a great run. Thank you very much. Again, you can find out more information about Matilda the musical now playing at Proctor's Theater in Schenectady, New York through Sunday by going to proctors.org. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.